The Eddie Hoffman Senior Center in Bethel means a lot of things to a lot of elders. It's food, transportation, and it's friendship. But starting Monday, these services are being dramatically cut back. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
Bethel's tribe, Ugusagagamut Native Council, runs the senior center. They announced the cuts this week, which includes eliminating all daily lunches served at the center and limiting their delivered meals to 25 a day. Staff was informed about the cuts this week. The bus driver was laid off. All others have been put on part-time. Now more than ever, they will be relying on volunteers. Five volunteers in hair nets busily worked in the kitchen on Tuesday. They are supervised by one staff person in the kitchen, which serves up to 90 meals a day. One volunteer runs a big roll of plastic wrap, sealing up unfinished dishes for the elders to take home.
For some, it's the only meal they get.
Thelma Kaganik has been the director of the senior center for the last 2 years.
We were told yesterday that one elder has absolutely nothing, so he drinks Tang to put something in his stomach.
I save the meal for supper time because I couldn't go store.
71-year-old Liz Howard gets food delivered almost every day. She doesn't get to the senior center often because of a broken hip that still bothers her. She also broke her wrist a while back getting rainwater. But like most Yupik elders, she worries less about her own position and much more about others.
They have no money to get extras, and they need the food and everything. I really hurt for them because they're my friends.
Besides cutting meal service, the senior center is eliminating its bus service altogether. That means no longer taking seniors to and from the senior center, nor on community outings to the hospital, post office, and bank. This will affect 85-year-old Maggie Hunt, who wears a handkerchief tied around her head and dark tinted glasses.
I used to do something like sewing or anything, clean up. Since my eyes are not good, I never do much things.
Hunt is from the Lower Yukon village of Kotlik, but she moved to Bethel to live with her daughter and be closer to the regional hospital. Besides the food and transportation she gets at the center, she perhaps enjoys the companionship the most. As translated by John Active.
She said she's very thankful for the senior center, because she doesn't dwell on the loneliness of missing her friends and relatives or her son, because she gets to socialize.
Hunt also attends the center's adult day program, which helps special needs elders with everything from laundry to bathing to just hanging out. That program is being cut to just 3 days a week. The senior center's finances didn't just fall apart overnight. The center was first run by the city of Bethel for 20 years. Then in 2005, the tribe took it over. The city continued to support the program for a few years during transition. The tribe's executive director, John Gwynn.
Basically, we're out of money for the senior programs for the rest of this fiscal year.
Running the senior center cost about $543,000 last year. A lot of it went to operating and maintaining the 40-year-old building. To pay for services, the center receives about $190,000 in state grants and an additional $190,000 from local cash donations and fundraising efforts, including Rippy sales. Gwynn says this year has been particularly hard with unexpected expenses like freeze-ups at a few buildings. He says they need over $160,000 just to get to the end of June, but they don't have it.
For the remaining of the year, we have about $69,000, and about half of that, or a little over half of that, is tied up in a barge order. That leaves us $31,000 to operate the whole facility for the rest of the year, and that is not going to cut it.
Gwynn says they will receive the same amount of state funding next fiscal year. They are also looking at securing federal tribal money. He says they are seeking help from local agencies, as well as state and federal lawmakers. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.